Each of the sugya before we get to Pasavah is a very important part of the sugya. Again, everything we've been discussing up until now has been the maila of yayin that exists. Again, just very quickly, for some reason yayin has a maila. The Gemara introduces the maila of yayin that pas doesn't pater. Pas doesn't pater. Why? Shiny yayin degorim brach la'atzmo. Very unclear what that statement means. Shainim give various different interpretations, and we said that might be a nafkamina, actually, whether or not it's applying to all liquids, or it could even apply to non-shahakol beverages. Good? Fine. What happens if the yayin is drunk during the suda? So Birkas HaMazon paters. Does Birkas HaMazon also pater? What if the yayin is drunk before the suda? So we learned yesterday in Shir that that's not so pasha to many Rishonim. Even in a case of Kiddush, although the Shulchan Aruch paskins by Kiddush that Birkas HaMazon technically does pater, there were many Rishonim that weren't even convinced of that. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that a person by Kiddush should have in mind that the Birkas HaMazon should pater beferish and have kavana for that. Okay?
But he said also
that
less than...
What?
He said also
No. Mishnah Berurah over there is saying that you only, I think the word I'm...
I only have a malug, so you're not
Oh, yeah, that's true. Correct. Excellent, Aaron. So I thought you were talking about a different Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah also says that if you want to cover your bases and not even get involved in that Malchukas Rishonim, so then, since you're going to bench anyways, so have only a Malay Lugmo. So therefore, according to the Shitas that you hold, that you only have to say a Bracha Achrona on a Revius, you're A-OK for that situation. But the thing that was wild, I was talking, I think, a week ago to one of the Talmidei Rav Soloveitchik here, that it's not Pashit that you don't need a Bracha Achrona even by Kiddush. That's just, to me, the fact that some Rishonim would have said that, that's really incredible and wild. And these Rishonim here are talking about in Arvei Pesachim. It's talking about in the context of the Seder. And all of these Shailas and Hilchos Brachos, really, a lot of Hilchos Brachos comes up in the Seder, as we're going to see today. Fine. So then, Rabbi said, we introduced that there is something called unique by Yayin, that it's Gur Tavis HaMeichel. So therefore, that's why the Shulchan Aruch thinks that certain times if Yayin is connected to the Suda and it was done for specifically Aldas the Suda, that's when you could even pater a Birkas HaMazon could pater if it was clear that it was done to help digest in the Suda. What we brought up today is what would be when it comes to Stam appetizers. That's what we were talking about also with Rav Tursky. Stam appetizers in the store is not necessarily to be Goyer Taivas HaMeichel. And the Mishnah Berurah in the end of the Sif that we're going to see today clearly differentiates between certain foods that are Goyer Taivas HaMeichel and certain foods that are not Goyer Taivas HaMeichel. And these Sveikas could come up when a person is eating beforehand. And then you guys, decide to wash and have a Suda. You had no Das. It was not connected at all to the meal. So the Pasha says, if it's not a type of food that's going to be Goyer Taivas HaMeichel, it's not connected to the Suda. Pasha says, there should be a Bracha Achrona, I thought. That's that one would be Chayev. Okay. So now, let's get to the next stage of the sugya, Rabbi Yisrael, the next complicated issue. The Rishonim are all bothered by Akasha. So this is all very nice by Yayin. This is all very true when it comes to Yayin that it's Goren Baruch HaLatzma. But why is the Gemara silent? We talked about Peirus. We talked about Dvarim She'enim Bach Machmas Suda, candy. We talked about all these other things. We're going to talk about Amir Tashem tomorrow, Pasavah B'Kisnin, and we're going to get back to this Taisvis about Pasavah B'Kisnin and the Rashi. Amir Tashem, keep that in mind, that sugya that we started off with Pasavah B'Kisnin, I told you, it's going to be all clear, Amir Tashem and Membeis. But what about just Pasha drinks? What's the halacha with drinks? Is drinks just automatic? Dvarim B'Machmas Suda? Or is drink not part of the Dvarim B'Machmas Suda? Rabbi say, who has a Rav? I think I mentioned this briefly when we opened up the sugya. Who is a raya, Rabbi, to the Shiloh without even seeing any Rishayim? A raya, just intuitively. What do you see? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Shalus ben Zayne, why is it that all these things are potter when you eat pas? Hova pas potrason, because they're all coming along with the pas, whatever that means. Ayin Sham the Rishayim last week. They're malafes. They're not malafes. They're Ikersuda al dasi, Ikersuda ein bayim, whatever it is. They're mazen zayini, fine. Frekta Gemara Kasha, Ihochi yayin nami. Ihochi yayin nami! Frekta Gemara, Niftari, pass. Frekta Gemara, Shayin yayin, the Gorim Brochavats. So the Rishonim say, what does it mean? What's unique? The Yayin is a Bori Paragavim, you make a Stam Sha'akol. Yayin is found by Birkas Erisin, Birkas Nisun, Allah Gut Ezachim. What should the Gemara have asked? Ihochi shar mashkim nami elamai niftari pas elamai. What's the anach? All mashkim are. It was pasha to the Gemara that all other mashkim were included. It was pasha to the Gemara that's pasha pshat in the Gemara, and that's what Rov Rishonim hold. However, that's not the opinion of all Rishonim chevra. That's not the opinion. Collector's item. And let's see how much of a collector's item this is. Maybe it's more not a collector's item than lesser collector's item. Maybe it's real. Maybe it's really registered, chevra. What does Taisus say? Mi omer emetam. The Bishar Mashkim, the Rishonim were sensitive to this. What's going on with the other drinks? I had a glass of water, I have a Sprite, I have a seltzer. I have a Dr. Pepper, I have a cranberry juice. What happens if I'm not a cow wine connoisseur and I just want to have a regular drink? Do I make a brach or do I not? Any other kid would hear this, they'll be like, what are you, nuts? Mashkim, why not? Why not? Because the Gemara never raised the Shaila. So Zokter Rabbeinu Tam, Shar Mashkim, Kamo Mayim, B'Sheikhar, Aboim, Machbas, Asuda, Pas Poitrosom, Dafilu Yayin Ava Poiter, Ilav Dekaveh Brach Latzim. Because like Ben said, Gemara thought even Yayin should be thrown in there. Chiddush is Yayin is different because it's Garim Brach Latzva. But Shar Dvarim, no Shani Garim Brach Latzva. That's straight up Sha'akol. You're good, right? Udeloy ke machzer vitri. This is all against the machzer vitri. Shekosef shemavarchim lamayim bracha b'chol pam upam. Not only did the machzer vitri say you have to make a Sha'akol on every drink that you have and everything that we're discussing in the Gemara was only by ma'acholim. And then the Gemara asks, what about yayin means maybe wine is... I'm lost. Help me out over here. What is the Machzer Vitri holding? Machzer Vitri holding is mashke is not included? Why not? Must be that what? Ma'acholim could only work for ma'acholim. So now why did the Gemara ask by yayin? Had the Gemara know yayin was different? No, that's the answer of the Gemara. What? Maybe because it's Zion. Maybe because it's Goyer Tavis HaMichael. Maybe that's what you have to add into the Gemara. Right? But by Shar Mashkim, it was Pasha to the Gemara that that's a separate track. That's not, right?
So that's why can't you say that the Gemara's answer is...
B'chol Pam V'Pam. But then the Machzer Vitri goes weiter, give me a second, and says what? By the way, you thought that was a Chiddush? I got a chiddush on top of a chiddush on top of a chiddush. Not only do you have to make a bracha of a shahakol on the drinks during the meal, Zokta Machzer Vitri, you got to make a bracha every time you drink. Why? Why would that be, Rabbi say?
Every time you eat food, it's absolutely.
That's because it's a new
drinking.
New drinking. What's a new drinking, Chevra? We didn't learn any of these halachas. Told you we need to learn these halachas. June's mind. Right? You have a new thirst. You were satisfied. And now I have a new thirst. That's called nimlach. I thought I was done. And then I had new eating. And now it now made me thirsty. It drove me to have more of a tzimo. V'afilu b'toich hasuda havik nimlach. Unbelievable. This guy's making 40 brachas in the middle of his meal. Unbelievable. V'hodulei parach hocha ma'u mishum diyayin zayin. Oh, like Bluestein said, like Sofer said. The reason why the Gemara only asked by Yayin is unique because Yayin is Zayin. V'horayah, who can give me a raya? There have been the onion from yesterday. You can make a berakos hamazon and b'dievid on wine. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like that. Right? Aval mayim lo zayini. But mayim and shar mashkim, that doesn't sustain. K'da amar anoydir min hamazon u'pshitut leipotel u'pas de'enu b'chal berakos hamaz. That was the way the Machzer Vitri read the Gemara, that it was only unique by one liquid, by Yayin. That's Zayini? and not by other liquids. And not only that, every time you're going to make it, you're going to drink it, you got to repeat the bracha. Miu. Yes, yeah.
Isn't there a Gemara that says that Mayim and Melech is the only things that are in Zion?
That is a Gemara by Nidarim. And that is the Rishonim, their point. Yeah, and it's a Gemara by Nidarim. The Gemara quoted that Gemara in Nidarim. It's all the same Gemara. It's all the Sugya of Nidarim. And there it's talking about what the Lashonas of Bnei Adam are. When people speak about Mizonas, what are they referring to? What's the Kavanas of individuals? Not necessarily what it means Al Pidin. And that's the Gemara makes that Chiluk. Good. No. This Machzer Vitri is nuts. Whoever saw this, Chevra. Not only not to make a bracha each time, 40 brachas in the Suda. To make a bracha bechlal on a mashke. No, the Gemara's silence on mashke was for an entirely different reason. Rabbi said, you see, they had an opposite read in the Gemara. Whereas the Machzer Vitri understood that what? The Gemara's silence by Mashkin was a raya of a chumrah that you have to make a bracha each time. Rabbi Nutam and the Ri are saying, no, the Gemara never had a hava amina that you'd have to make a bracha, and it's poshen, and there's no true tracks of macholim versus macholim as opposed to macholim versus Mashkin. So this we pointed out, Rabbi Yisai, seems to be a stira in Taisusim, Marsha's Kasha, Bnei Yeshua's Kasha. We suggested another teretz yesterday based on some of the shitas that make a difference between being Koveya Sudan Yayin, not being Koveya Sudan Yayin. Lamaisa, it's a good Kasha. Here Taisus says, Yayin is not pater la halacha. Yayin does not pater Sharmashkim. Here Taisus is using Yayin patering Sharmashkim la halacha and proving from there that Kol Shekein Pashut Poter Sharmashkim. If Yayin has the ability to pater Sharmashkim, so I thought you rejected that over here in Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So you have to make a chiluk in Taisus. So it's a good kasha. But I want to go weiter, Rabbi Yisai, into the Hemshech of Taisus. Lamaisa.
The Rosh uses the Gemara in Nidarim
Okay.
So he uses that Gemara as a proof, but anything else that would not be Maim and Melech would seemingly still be included in the other category.
I'm answering for the other Rishonim. You were asking me what will these Rishonim say?
No, I'm saying according to that other sheet, it's only Mayim, which is low Zayin would not work, but anything else would still be covered.
What you're saying? Shar Mashkin, you're saying?
You wouldn't have to say yeah. You wouldn't have to say Bracha.
You're saying he's just saying it by Mayim?
Yeah.
You're saying it's not Shtia versus Meichel?
No, the rest. I think you're saying the rest of what was. You said it only asked for wine because wine is the thing that's done. Everything else.
What are you trying to say?
But everything else is also zon because the raya that Mayim is not zon. The Rosh uses the Gemara from Nidarim, and Nidarim, the raya from Nidarim is the only Mayim is low zon, but everything else is.
So therefore, what?
You
finish off.
You have to say a bracha for anything else.
So now you're just making the machlokes by Mayim. That's your
yes.
point.
As opposed
to like seltzer, you're asking.
Opposed to just any other juice, any other drink.
So that's a juice might be rove Mayim. That might be totally on how you. You're right. If it's a natural juice, then it would be like May Peiros. So then you would be right. But like, if you consider everything,
any other mashkin, beer and
right.
And,
that's true by beer. Right. As long as you don't have rove Mayim, beer. I'm not sure actually. It might be rove Mayim. But you're saying by natural orange juice.
Coke
might be Mayim. Coke might in other areas of Allah we view juice. Coke as Mayim. Let's say Chamer Medina, right? Let's say all these things. It's Rov Mayim. They say that it's not a chush of a drink. It's not a mashke. It's just 85% of that is just water.
So is grape juice.
Okay, that's true. That wine has unique halachas. How you make how the grapes take over, but you don't have it by Coca-Cola. Yeah. Tea is mine. That's all. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Say. That's why you're allowed to have a coffee before davening. That's a mine. That's why there's no. Yeah. Fine. Weiter. So now Rabbi Say. Before we get to the next, so let's finish the Taisus. And Taisus says, I'm disagreeing with the Machzer Vitri. When it comes to all Mashkim, you don't have to make a bracha. And not like the Machzer Vitri. And then Taisus says something interesting. And he takes us into the laws of Pesach. And this is why when you eat mar, and Taisus is quoting the Mishnah that says the first thing you should have is mar, is the chazeres, which is I believe is the lettuce, and which is the what the poskim say that you're supposed to have lechatchila the lettuce. Many people make a mistake. Rabbi Say, wake up for this part of Shir, Rabbi Say. Do not have your shredded mar and your sharp mar on your chazeres. It's first of all shiloh, whether or not you're even yotze mar on the sharp mar. So Reb Shlomo Zalman writes that you're mevatel the mar if you put a dvarishus onto the mar. So even if you want to have the sharp mar, have it afterwards. Just have it separately, because then you're for sure yotze with the lechatchila of what the first part of the mar is, which is the romaine lettuce. Why is that lechatchila? Because it's mamish like the shibud was. It started off not bitter, and then you taste the bitter afterwards. The din of mar is not, there's no chiyuv to cry. There's no chiyuv to like start yelling like, oh, was it sharp? Was it not sharp? First of all, you're not even supposed to be mafsik in the Seder. And your hamotzi is supposed to work for the matzah of kairich. So no one is supposed to even say that. Ad kadei kach, the bir alocha says you shouldn't even say zecher lemikdash kehillel before you eat the sandwich of the kairich. You should say zecher lemikdash kehillel after you eat the sandwich of the kairich. Why? Because otherwise it's a hefsik between the hamotzi and the kairich. And all of us are speaking about like Kobe Bryant and LeBron James in the middle of the Suda when we're passing the mar. Rabbi Say, these are birkas amitzas. No one would talk about these things when they would put on tefillin. So you have to realize that these are birkas amitzas when it comes to all these mitzvahs as well. I'm just pointing out to you, you open up, there's no chidush in what I'm saying. It's straight from a Mishnah Brura in Chelek Hay and Hilchos Pesach. These are just dinim that we're just not aware about. Fine. So now Tais is a bother with Akasha. Why is it that we don't make a Bor Pri Adama on the mar? So Rabbi Say, come on, you all know this. This is like classic, this is in your like composition notebook with all the taped Divrei Torah onto your notebook. Well, why don't you make
during the Seder?
No, I'm not talking about during the Seder. Well, Chevra, I just said till your Yotz of the Mitzvahs. Yeah, there were Machmirim because they were Choshish. Moshe Mordechai is not crazy. The Briskers don't talk. Because, no, but it makes sense, actually. If you want to laugh at anyone, it's laughing at us. Because, why do you have to have 5 kizesim of matzah? Whoa, Rabbi, 5 kizesim of matzah, where'd you get this from? How many kizesim of matzah do you have to have at a Leil Seder, Chevra?
5.
Why, where'd you get 5? Tough guy.
We said this earlier.
Why? Let's break it down. Right, we said it earlier, exactly. You need Daraisa, you need Alachilas Matzah. You need... Second for Amoitzi, for Lecha Mishnah, right? Ah, Briskerov, Rashbam, Toisvis, Rabbeinu Yoina, Kishmak. Everyone knows what I'm talking about, right? Do you need 2? Do you not do 1.5? So we're Machmir, 2.5, right? 3, then 2.5, and therefore we should have the separate Amoitzi, Lecha Mishnah, right? Kishmak. This is all Leila Seder. You're going to smile. You're going to smile during the Seder. And we have to have 2 Kazesim, okay? So that's already 2 kazesim, right? You're going to smile after you mamish suffering from all this food. But okay, now what? So that's 2.
Then
korich. Okay. Korich. Could be makel on the shear by korich, because that's for sure derabanan. So it could be a smaller kazayis, but it needs to be still a kazayis. And then what? Soften. So the Rashbam and Tosfos in Psachim and Daf Kuf Tazayin point out... that that is your mitzvah matzah. Ask me a kasha, chevra. Why am I talking about this? Ask me a kasha. No, first ask me, why am I talking about this? Why are you making achilas matzah and then only being good to the mitzvah later on? Give all the kasha. Amazing kasha.
You even kneel to the Doraisa if you already had.
You're supposed to have kavana that if the matzah is going to be the later matzah, that should be the one I'm being yotze. It's mamish, because we're being chayshish for all rishonim. Most rishonim hold that the matzah is there. But we don't want to leave out the Rashbam and Tosfos, and according to them, the mitzvah is later on. Why are you making a bracha earlier? That's weird. That's messed up. In Hanami, they point that out. They ask that kasha. Not the first time you do that. So Dr. Rashbam, you do the same thing with Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. According to many Rishonim, the Ikar Tkiyah might be Tkiyah the Me'umad. And you're making the bracha right now, and you're only being Yotze later on. Wow. Why? Wild. You don't have to make it. Shas is Gevaldik, Hevra. Welcome to the adventure. It's unbelievable. Great. But why am I talking about this, Hevra? Because if that's your really mitzvah, I shouldn't be mafsik between my birks on mitzvah and everything else. I am having Shulchan Aruch, I'm having our meal. So that's our minig. We're more makel about that. We talk, we have our normal meal, we have derech eris, we take it easy a little bit, but at least, lamais, the poskim say, all of your agadas say, at least you should have kavan and afikoyman, that what? You should have at least kavan and afikoyman, that what? That this is your mitzvah's matzah. That this is your mitzvah's matzah. And mele, we're going to have two kazesim over there again, because that's my mitzvah. Comes out to be five kazes. Woo! Five kazes. Not five matzahs. Whoa, I never said that. Take your chumras somewhere else. Maybe a little bit over a matzah. The Blusin told you. Yeah, that's what I do in Frisch. We don't hold these chumras. We don't hold these chumras. I said, when we learned the sugya chavra, I said the cheshbon. The cheshbon is that Rav Willig has a chap on this. Why are we so machmer on kazeisim chevra? Because the Neid Yehuda writes that we're not sure that the olives might have changed since the time of Chazal. He has proofs that he thinks that the olives got much smaller. So that means that our olives are really not like olives, because if you would have an olive chevra, we would have half of our discussions, you guys were all surprised, like, that's not an olive, like, what are you talking about, Rabbi? Yeah. So it says the Mishnah Brura, that's, you can be makel when it comes to derabbanans. When it comes to deraisas, you should have a larger shear. Good? That's the cheshbon. Good? Fine. So now, what's deraisa and what's derabbanan? The kazayis to have for achilas matzah is deraisa. That's the mitzvah biblically. The second kazayis for lecha mishnah, everybody said, that's pashas derabbanan. So Zokta Rei Willig, fine. So let's say a half a matzah is the deraisa. That's what some place can say. Half a matzah, three quarters of a matzah. Let's work with half a matzah. So if you have a half a matzah, right? But if you were only in derabbanan territory, what? A quarter of a matzah would be enough. So why can't I overlap and say, my half a matzah should be good? Because if it's deraisa, the half a matzah is good. And if it's derabbanan, so I need a second kazayis for lecha mishnah, so I can rely on that the first matzah was only a quarter. And this is my second quarter, so my second gezayis. So that's why between a half a matzah and three quarters for the ikur mitzvah, if a person can't eat a lot and he's just going to have the ikur mitzvah, that for sure should be yotze. If he can't even have the second matzah, for sure. But that's even the chumrah. You would be yotze all ashitas with that chap of overlapping. Good. Fine. So now, Rabbi Yisai, we get to a question. What happened to the Bari Pri Adama on the Mar? So what would you say, Chevra? Intuitively, what would you say? What? Different options. What are my options? No, 1 second. Is it, first question you have to ask yourself, is it Dvar Mabah Machmas Asuda? Is this Dvar Mabah Machmas Asuda, meaning, namely, what? Last sugya, last week. Easy pass. Is this easy pass? Right? That's the Shiloh, right? So Tosfos says, Tosfos says it's not. But Tosfos says it's Potter anyways. Why? Because Pesach's different. Because since there's a Chiv to what? To eat the Mar. So therefore what? Therefore you're Potter. Yeah. And that answers the kasha why we don't say Bara Pri Adama. By the way, anyone bothered by just the transition of Tosfos? What was the connection? He's talking about Mashke. He's saying a cheshbin like the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, that Shar Mashke Ner Potter. And then he says, Ula high time anicha masha anum of what? Anyone like get stuck there with like a parallel parking, like fitting into a space over here? Well, this doesn't fit. What's going on over here? Chava, you don't know how to parallel park. You take your road test with cameras. It's an alter heim. You used to fail without the cameras.
I don't think they allow cameras.
They do, actually. My daughter's got a license. It's a bazillion. You can't call yourself a driver. Be a driver. You have to scratch the car. Yeah. Be a mazik. I don't know. A pair of shoes, I'm in on this. It's a high time. It's a different read. Difficult read. Rabbeisai, that's not the sheet of all Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim say, not like this. Some Rishonim say that what? It's not Machmasud even tonight. Even tonight, that's different than all other nights. So what do they say? Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elim, that's a name you're never going to forget. Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elim, and it's not just Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elim, but it's the Rashbam in Psochim, says on the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, that what? Why do we have that? I'm giving you stuff for your, you know, you guys have the composition notebooks that the kids have, you know, the white and black notebooks. Yeah, yeah. So I'm giving you the Torah. Why do we have the Karpas, Rabbi Yosef? Zokter Yosef Tuv Elim, Zokter Rashbam, in order to what? To pater the maror later on. Anyone have a problem with that, Chevra? Anyone have a problem? We'll get to Hasagadach. Now you're a Lamdan. What? That's what he's saying.
Can also be you made Hamotzi, so you don't need it.
Why does the Gemara say the reason why you eat Karpas? Why does the Gemara say the reason why you eat Karpas? What? To do this.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Because I'm trying to wake you up. Because you're sleeping. Right? Chevra in the back, are you sleeping? Look what I'm doing! Beinish! I have a Gemara on my head! Wake up! This doesn't happen anywhere else! Why am I doing this? Just to call him out? Why? Ranan, why am I doing this?
Isn't that different than all
that? Look! Whoa! What am I doing, Chevra?
Is that kind of head covering or no?
Chevra, what's the Gemara say? What's Tosfos commenting on? I have to put everything on the Maror Mekoymis? What's the Gemara that Tosfos is commenting on? Why we eat Karpas? Get your different Torah, get your notebooks out, Chevra. To make a what? Tosfos asks his kasha. The Lesa! The Lesa! Tosfos himself, I'm sorry. The Lesa! The Homishum Hekere! You want to what? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to what? No! Oh my gosh. You can't even make a hacker for you. Chevra, what do you want to do? You want to get back into Yiddishkeit. You want to talk about things that are real. You want to talk about that these are the beginning of the Geula. This eclipse is not happening. Stop! Wake up, Gabe! This is not Stop! I want the kids to get involved. And don't think the kids are the kids. The kids are you. You're living a life that's messed up. It's time for you to believe in the Rabbeinu Shlomo and wake up on this Pesach. What are you laughing at? Chevra.
Good stuff.
It's a hacker. It's a hacker. It's a hacker of Esai. Who's up the creek? What's this Yosef Tuv Elim saying? Don't tell me it's because of a Shailen of the Brachas that no one in the world at your Seder is going to know what you're talking about Dvarim before a Suda and after the Suda, and your Shailen's with Ratorsky on dates, and like you have all these things of those Brachas. What's a Bracha? Why is Brachas complicated? It's the simplest thing in the world. You should make a Bracha and Viter. That's Tosis Kasha.
Tagger for what?
So what's the answer? So what does Tosis say? Ah, so how are you going to answer? You think Rav Yosef Tillel Zalman is wrong, right? You think Rav Yosef Tillel Zalman is wrong. Why? Because the Gemara says to keep the children alive. Hecker. To keep the children awake. Right? The Gemara says over here. Yeah.
There's five things. Four.
Less the mishum hekeraboyin. Less the mishum hekeraboyin. The reason why the karpas is brought is to, so the children should ask, right? However, where is this? Ah. No. Anyone know where this Gemara is? That's what I'm on. Does the Gemara say that there? I can't find it. No, but where he says that Mishum Hacker. Yeah. But where does he say? Where does the Gemara say that line? What Tosis is asking on Rav Yosef Tumela? Okay, Rabbi Sai, you'll take my word for it. I'll try to find the Gemara for you later. So that's Tosis Raya. That Rabbi Yosef Tevelam's wrong. That, and the reason for the Karfas is only Mishum Hecker, and not because of...
The Gemara says
Hecker? Yeah. That's what I was trying to find.
Why does it have to be the main reason why we have Karfas?
Oh, so you have to say exactly what Isaac's saying, is that the main reason is because of Hecker. But it also, L'chaira is taking care of that issue when you have an issue of Mar. Good. You don't even understand the kasha.
Yeah.
Right. Because he thought that the Rishonim were saying the reason for the takona was to get out of a Hilchos Bracha Shaila.
And I would have just said it right before. Why am I waiting all the...
The Gemara is asking a kasha why there's karpis. According to you, Rav Yosef Tevelam, according to the Rashbam, the reason is very poshut. You needed it for brachas. Why does Gemara have to come on to a new reason? That's his kasha. So he has to say no. The reason they made it is because of a hecker, like you're saying. Once you have that, that also resolves your other issue. But Frek the Rosh, there's another problem. What's the other problem, Chevra? Frek the Rosh in Simin Chavov, Hesach Hadas. What? What do we have to do, Rabbi Yisai, also in the Seder? We have to wash our hands. You just washed. So why don't you just rely on the original wash? And the answer is because you have to do a Haggadah, you have to do a Halal, you have to say Divrei Torah, you have to waste time, you have to do a lot of things, Chevra, right? So therefore what? I have to go wash. And not only that, I'm going to make a bracha on the other washing. Which means what? I hold halacha. Chevra, if you wash your hands and you go up to a sink to wash your hands if let's say you wash from the bathroom and then you wash again, that might be a bracha batal. I'm trying to be mechaim mitzvah. I'm not going into tangents over here. I have no time. But that might be a bracha levatol. Your hands are already clean. You can't just do this. You have to think about what you're doing in halacha. It might be brachos levatolos left and right. Or you could just say, I don't care. I'll close my eyes and just make brachos levatolos. No. Fine. Frek the Rosh, a bam kasha. There's a hefsik. The same reason I have to now be noitel yodayim again. Asach adayte. So then what? How's my mara pattering from my karpas bor pri adama, and now I'm just making an al chilas marer in my suda. Must be zoktiz rishonim. There's another reason why what I don't make a bor pri adama in the suda, either like Tosfos in brachas mem aleph, or Tosfos imsachim kuftes vav says what? No, marer is geschmack. You know what marer is? Shari Yerokos Gorin Halev. Chevra, sound familiar from Yayin yesterday. Yerokos, even Marer. It gets the engines going. It gets me to have an appetite. It affects the meal. Basically what, Rabbi Yisai? What's Tosis implementing? Brochis Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Dvarim aboim machmas asuda. Because maror is not what you thought maror is. Chaver, how many sheets in the Rishonim do we have now about karpas and about maror? Three sheets in the Rishonim. What do we do, lahalacha, chevra? We're choishish. We make a borer pri adam at the beginning. Because avada, everyone holds you have to make a borer pri adam at the beginning. But what do we make sure not to have? A kezayis. Why? Because if you would have a kezayis, then you would be now in safek, needing a borer nefash. If you would make a borer nefashos, what would you lose? Rabbi Yosef Tovelim and the Rashbam. So therefore, we have to make sure to have less than a kezayis against Shitas HaRambam, who holds karpas is needed to have a kezayis. And what? Right? And what? That's what we do. We have less than a kezayis. What do you do?
We do that also.
You have a less than a kezayis. You don't do like the Rambam either?
No, we don't. I'm not saying, why not? Why do we choose Rabbi Yosef Tovelim and the Rashbam or the Rambam?
I guess you're choishes for all this. I don't know.
I thought we said even if you do have a kezayis also, no, like it's fine really, but...
That what?
That even if you have a kezayis,
you don't.
I'm saying that even if you did have a kezayis,
you don't say a bracha chrono because you don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
But now you just got yourself into a suffix, so don't do that.
Yeah, of course.
Avada.
What's the suffix?
You might be chayvin bracha chrono.
Why you say bracha?
Hes chadas. No, it's not dvar abam machmas asuda. Hes chadas. Rabbi, how are the Rishonim going to get around hes chadas? It's 6 hours before I just did the halal adada. I'm today, Kafa. I'm going to go wash my hands. And I'm going to make a bracha on the Tilos Yadayim, Isaac.
That's a
hezeh? That's what the Rosh says. Hezeh hadas. Right?
No,
Chevra, does this not make sense to you?
No,
nothing I just said is a chiddush. I'm just reading a Rosh.
Yeah.
So what's the Rosh Bam L'Rios Tevel I'm going to say for the hezeh hadas? I know.
Then you knew about it before.
No. Because you're making an halal Tilos Yadayim, Moshe Mordechai.
About that.
You're making an Al Tios Yadayim.
Have less.
What? You have to say that when the Gemara said Hesachadas, that's just what we have made Yadayim. Yadayim Askoni is, I am putting, I'm touching the wine and I'm moving this around and my hands get dirty. And the Gemara says, when it comes to Richutz Yadayim, it's probably now chayiv to make a new netilah. Right? Clean your hands before hamotzi and taka make a bracha. I was there a hefsek. Yeah, legabe netilas yadayim, there was an hesach hadas. But the Gemara never said that there was a hesach hadas about everything in the Seder. So maybe I could say klape the bori pri adomo. What? I could say that it's still kind. It still exists. And I didn't have a Shir to be chosh for the other sheets of the Rishayim, so therefore my Bor Priyadama is still Kayim. Now what am I gaining? Because now once I have my Hamotzi, and now I have a vegetable, so now I don't know if this vegetable is a normal vegetable like my squash pie, that Dvar Mabo and Machmas Asuda, or it's like what? Mar? Eating lettuce like this? Not even a salad? Weird. What's going on over here? So some Rishonim say, don't worry! Rabbi Yosef Tovelim, you made a Bor Priyadama, you didn't have a kezayis, you're good. Some Rishonim say, it's Midgaris Aleg, the schmack, this gets me hungry for more food. Two sheets of the Rishonim. What's the third sheet of the Rishonim? It says, brachos mem bezim and alta. It says, what? No halacha, a brisker heart. The chiyuv of matzus morim yahu makes it tonight that it's now nichol nesuda. Third shita. If you hold like that shita, you don't have to get into Hadas, you don't have to get into the Kazesim, you don't have to get it. You should have made a burden of fashas already a long time ago. Boom shakalaka. You're just eating a vegetable cake inside, or a vegetable squash inside the Suda. Aye, it's marr, it smells different, it tastes different. I don't care. I take into account halacha. Aboisai, I'm just mentioning it to you, but this, machloikas Rishonim, I think shouldn't only necessarily play a role on Pesach, but might actually play a role. Rabbi Yashiv might suggest when it comes to
Rosh Hashanah.
Beautiful. Simanim on Rosh Hashanah. There's some weird, not only fruits, but there's some weird vegetables also. But vegetables are more meal-like foods. I thought everything we were saying last week was fruit-like, right? About being a food cake, right? You know, about fruits, right?
Chevra, but now we're saying vegetables, right? Right? This guy's got to get filled there. What's going on over here? I'm trying to make a hacker Latinoikis, Chevra. Let's go. Oh, Zucker Yashiv, maybe get a banana. Yuchomra. Bananas in the Simonim, but not for the Simonim. What's Rabbi Yashiv saying? Because I don't want to get involved in this machlokes hakoses. Because I want to, because some places would say, since there's an Indian tonight to have it, so maybe it's machmas asuda. But I don't know what to do about vegetables. Maybe by vegetables it's different because the vegetable, but major machlokes is sure he missed everything. And what? Pepper, what? So says Rabbi Yashiv, I saw Rabbi Yashiv says, get a banana.
The banana itself is a suffix with the buffet.
More mamitom. Who said?
Suffix is a etzel adam. We say adam.
Have you want to deal with them? Really?
We don't
Who says
it only grows once?
Nobody says
it doesn't reach first.
That was what was the Mishnah Berurah's language? What was that item called? Zanaflin? What was it? No, what was it? What was it called? Come on, come on! What was that word? You translated for me, Isaac.
Blackberries?
No.
The shrubs.
I don't remember. But that was. Who are you?
What's Ponzish?
I've seen that.
Sfarim say Suffolk Aids?
They don't say to say AIDS, but if you ever have, let's say, a banana and something that is AIDS.
But I understand, I thought physically it fit the criteria.
It doesn't reproduce.
If you have AIDS and a banana, they say make the buff on the banana first so that you're not having something but plating it with the AIDS.
Wow. I don't know. I thought it was straight up a banana. Okay, Lamaisor Bayashim says get a banana or get some other dumbo. Okay. Chevra. So that is Legavidish Shiloh. Last thing I want to discuss, everybody say, but I'm out of time. Give me a second. Is Ad Kedei Kach in Shulchan Aruch. This Shiloh that you think is just a Machzor Vitri, and you're like, why are you wasting my time on this? I don't care about this Machzor Vitri. It's just a Shita Tchuya. Chevra, it's not normal. Listen to the Shulchan Aruch. It's not normal. Chevra, when you learn brachas and you learn it like a mensch, you're just like, what is going on to this world? Chevra, wake up! Emein lo yayin, b'shoyse mayim lo shar mashke. Why emein lo yayin? Because if you had yayin or if you had a kiddush, you're A-OK. Just make sure that you follow B'ir Alof's advice of how much yayin to have. I'm not getting into that now. B'she'ein derech lecho b'lo shtia. Because, Rabbi Natan, the reed, everybody drinks in a suda. Come on! And even Yayin, the Gemara wouldn't have raised anything if it wasn't for the Yayin to be unique. And the Gemara only raised by Yayin, but the Gemara knew as a number push that the Char Mashke would be potter from a salad. Aber mein Mushar Mashke loy chashive ve'en tunim bro. You see the Shulchan Aruch is comparing Yayin and Char Mashke. Not with that. But ba'afilu imhaya tzamei koydim asuta. And even if you're thirsty, right? Kevin shulo rotzel lishtois oz right? And even if you're drinking before the suda, the reason why you're drinking is because of the eventual pas. Good?
So you wouldn't need a shah? Or you don't need a bracha?
So you don't need a bracha from. Right.
Yeah, mashkin.
Right. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh Oymrin." I'm quoting you from the Shulchan Aruch, Kofayin Dalet Sif Zayin. "V'yesh Oymrin, V'yesh Oymrin." Levorich ala mayim shebesuda. And there are those that say no. Machzor Vitri, Rishayim Menar Sugya. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the bold face. You can't miss it. "V'yesh Oymrin." Levorich ala mayim shebesuda.
And there even is the Machzor Vitri about Nimlach. It's in Shulchan Aruch in both days.
The stomach Nimlachu, because every time you eat and then you go back to drinking, what?
It's new thirst.
New thirst. A Reitzel Listalik Menasafik. And any guy who wants to be a real Gavra Rabba and get out of the Safik, follow Shulchan Aruch appropriately. Yeshiv koydim netila b'mokum sudaso v'yivarech al das lishtos besoch sudaso. This is Maran HaMechaber. That's end. Close. Zeu. Legamre. Mashu Omer. Zeu. You ever see a guy do this? So the Ramah says, V'aminu kisvarisha.
So we, the minig has become not to make a bracha on each time that you drink. But if you saw a guy making a bracha each time that you drink, so you would probably, an hour ago, thought the guy was nuts. Now you're saying, holy cow, he knows Shulchan Aruch. He actually knows how to learn.
Right?
Ramah says we follow the minig Rishayna that, like Rabbi Natan and the Reed, that we pop the Sharmash.
Started.
Yeah, or not.
Is that each sip or like each cup?
No, each cup.
Each drinking. Meaning I have steak.
Svarim shenig nubra.
Oh, what about bracha? So now, what about bracha for Rono?
Each time you pick up the cup.
No, he's saying
each time. I poured
coffee
for water.
My first sip. And then you went back to eating. Only after you went back to eating.
Oh, okay. What about bracha for Rono?
Has that fixed anything?
So what about bracha chrona? So I think the shita the chol pam dafu deyazu dafu mayim amrin de bestamen nimlachu. He's saying it dafu by mayim. She'ein adam shows a mayim el tzomo because that you have thirst. Avol sheichru meidvashu kiyotzav zel lochoshim bestamen nimlach. But if you're drinking schnapps, it's not the same. Uve bracha achas sukkah lechol yama, and therefore you would have to make one bracha, but you wouldn't say nimlach. So the added chiddush of each time at time, yeah, okay, and other mashkim. Chain chosen came with some dinik mo mayim ledeizin. Oh,
it's not like a half on shabbos.
You mean that this is a reason?
Yeah, I'm saying easier than
week.
Yeah,
I'm saying water
cutting
fast
for shabbos.
That's the wine.
Oh, there, dude.
What about the bracha on shabbos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying you. We're only talking about it.
One second.
Keep in mind, says the Mishnah Berurah, don't be Mishani or Mako, because then, right?
Toast.
One second. If you're going to do it, oh, my rule to the stop and a subject, yeah, you should call the Tilum Mako Sudaso. The Yavarach al Das Lishdos Bezoch Suda. Have water beforehand. And that should potter the rest of the Suda. Right? One second. But don't be Mishani or Mako before you wash. That's what he's saying to do. The Yivarech, because of Achronim, the Yizar, but what do you have to do? You're having water before the Suda game. You're having water before the Suda. Says the Mishra, you're having water before the Suda, according to the Shita, to get out of the stuff because there are two Shitas about this. But now, since the Mishra says, but Hachat, don't think you could have as much as you want. Because what?
Less than
because if you have more than a revius, now you're going to have to make more in a question.
And then you're going to bring a question for revenge.
It's great, Chevra. It's great. Life's a Chevra. You're not supposed to stop thinking. Hold on a second. So says Mr. Shabura, let's see. Because of Achronim, the Zer Lishtos Bach the Rebbeis, the Yish the Rebbeis, Loyo Klum B'Tikuno, the Yikonis B'Sofik Brach Achronim, Amashkim Ha'elu, the Efshir, the Ein, because I'm also Motrasso, the Ein Chayin Chum Suda, because you're drinking it before the Suda. So according to some Shittas, it's like the Mar Shaila. So you're because I'm also not going to potter it. So therefore you have to make sure that you're not Chayin a Brach Achronim from the Mayim that you're having before the Suda, even though you're only having that Mayim to be Chayishit for the second day. Well, Naisa, are we Chayishit for this? We're not Chayishit for this. We don't hold to that Shittah because we hold like the Svar Rishonim.
How did that potter you though?
What? You never had a shear of bracha chrono. Clever, give me 2 minutes.
No, I'm saying, but how does a shahakol patur you?
What?
How does a shahakol patur
you? I'm eating it before the suda.
Yeah, so how does the suda so help you?
Huh?
So how does during a suda
help you? Oh, you're saying why isn't it?
The whole board of eating in the past.
You're saying why isn't it nimlach?
No, or why would it work? No. It's like you were yotze.
It's like the kiddush. It's like kiddush.
It's
clearly machmas asuda.
Even before the suda.
Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. Oh.
How does it get?
Because of what?
How does it get rid of?
Barotzel is talik ben yesh koyd min etzila b'makom suda. So, right? Yivarech al das lishtos v'toych suda. With nimlach. That's a good point.
That's the whole thing trying to help.
No, he's also trying to get out of the suffix of even one bracha.
Yeah, but the other
it doesn't help for the, yeah. I don't know. Good kasha. I don't know. Rabbi Sai, but the last Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Tes is very nogea, and this is what you all want to hear for, and this is this I close the sukkah. Comes along Mishnah Berurah about Minik Isfarishan. Ba'atam Kedalel, this is like we said, with She'in Achilab Loshtiya. Everyone drinks when they eat, right? Listen to this game. And it's like Dvar Mabal Machmas Asuda, right? Like Taisa said, even by Marer. This is also by Dvar Mabal Machmas Asuda. Says Taisa, what about schnapps? Everything we're talking about is what? Is a mashke. mashke, people eat, and they also
drink.
But says the Mishnah Berurah, that's exactly what I thought about, says the Mishnah Berurah Chevra.
Nobody considers Yayin Saraf a mashka, and therefore Chevra, Rav Shechter says, and you would never make what?
Say it, Ben. You would say, I would never make Kiddush on schnapps. And even if I wouldn't hold like Rosh Hashanah by Kiddush on schnapps,
still,
I have to know that the Bir Halacha, who's maker like the Taz, to say that it's Chamer Medina because it's Chaviv like the Taz, is only if I'm going to have what? A whole cup of schnapps, not a stinking shot glass. Kevaldik. So now, I'm not talking about Kiddush. I want to know, what happens if you're just taking a shot during the meal? It's not Rav Shechter, because no one drinks this Machmas Timon. Because no one drinks schnapps to quench your thirst. Kishar Mashkin. But says the Magen Avraham, Avala Magen Avraham Kosov, the Besoy Chasuda in Tzorach Bracha. Bishum the Oz Bo Lo Oyer Tavis HaMaychol. Like who, Chevra? Like Tosis and Psachim said by Morer. That as long as the item you're eating, even though it's not a normal food, is what? Is going to have the effect that it gets you hungrier. So therefore what? That's considered Dvar Maboyim Machmas Asuda. And Tosis even extends it to murder. So if so, what, says the Magen Avraham? You could say that by schnapps. Schnapps might not be a drink, but maybe we could extend our sugya to non-drinks and to say anything that's what? According to this Magen Avraham, if schnapps is L'Oyer Tavis HaMaychol, Chevra, it would be that even if you made Kiddush on schnapps, Chevra, you wouldn't need a bracha achrona. And what? It could potentially even pater future bracha rishonas in the suda, right? Even according to the shita. Fine, good. You wouldn't need a bracha achrona also, right?
You got to look at all the water, like.
Yeah. Shem she'ein shoysin oisei machmat zimon, ha'achil v'shar masham. What I wrong, because of the suda, ain't for a bracha. I'm almost done, guys. Shem da oz bar la'or tavis ha'mech. V'choshem zei gam machmas ha'suda. Chiddush. Like Taisa said by Mora, we're saying that by schnapps. But who adin? Now, Mr. Brewer gives us a list. What are other things that are boing or Tavis HaMaychol that are not going to be like fruits and that would not need what? Bracha Rishonos. Who adin? The Peiris HaBoim LaHamsha Tavis HaMaychol Kegom Lemonish Meluchim Ozayas, that means salty lemons, Zayas Maliach. Oh, ugarkis meluchim, 5. Melachafon kvushim, pickles. No. You killed it. No. All these salty things, but they're not normal fruits and vegetables. They're clearly there to affect the food.
They wouldn't even need a bracha rishona.
If that's the case, it's varma by machas asuda.
You're saying during the suda or before the suda?
I'm saying even during the suda, buddy. I'm changing last week. You think we finished the sugya? You were wrong. We learned this Mishnah Berurah now. What the Magen Avraham is saying by schnapps is now affected to lemons, to pickles, to all these zachim chevra. And it's all based on a sugya like murder in Tosis and Psachim. Gevaldik. Who was in a pair of Sabbat Mahash as well? Okay, good. Dibarach al Ah. V'chein etiku ezer achornim, u'be'emes ha'yeroi lino v'zeh ka'atzis ha'machaber, l'inyan shar mashkim. Dibarach, he said, I don't want to rely just on this Magen Avraham, because I'm not sure he's right by schnapps. And the best would have been to what? To take a sip of schnapps before the meal?
No.
Pivarech.
Pivarech.
Ma'at me'ayayin tzarev kolim netila al das lift or mashiyish to betocha suda. So if you're going to have schnapps in the suda, I don't know what you should do. So therefore, have the schnapps before the suda. V'deshiyesh be'ez v'zeh, because they're big machlekes. Ela, I'll give it to you. Sha'olam nagu lahakel. So on this schnapps being ordered, Tarav HaMaychol, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Minigah Olam is like the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Lehem Amalis, and they have what to rely on? No Brach Rishayna, and you can call it Mashkin. The Chol Zeh B'Toy Chasuda.
Aval Mishoy says Hayar and Sarf Achar Sudaso, then Avada, you have to make a new bracha, because that's just for digestion. Val Kane, then he concludes, Val Kane, Achamu Ochum Mar Suda, it's Kosma Hayod, Dimshosa Achim Mar Sudasa Cafe, if he drinks coffee after the Suda, Urakide La Akel Amazon, he's just doing it to digest it. Low Dummy Lishar Mashkim, and it's not like other Mashkim, Val Kane, Sarf of Arach Bracha Rishona, the Eno Mukhruch, and the Mishmur is not even clear about that. Nachshi Yivark with Tfilah Ma'atzukr, Lifter Sakave, fine, I think the minig is to be made over there. This is another reason why Kiddush saves you, because you're pattering yourself from all of these sekas or vaisai, and we have finished the sugya of Yayin, we have finished the sugya of Marer, and finished the sugya of Dvarma Ban Machmas Asuda. Don't forget that this sugya just changed, and now you have to make a whole cheshbon, Machlis Machmagan Avram, and other achronim, like Abe Schnapps or vaisai, Pyriz Geshmak. You have to make a hector in your life. Sometimes you got to get a little crazy, Emirat Hashem, to keep the Torah alive and realize that we're nowhere without the Torah. And Emirat Hashem, everyone should enjoy the eclipse. I'm giving a shmooze later if you want to come to the Nativ Chevra about the eclipse tonight. It'll be on YU Torah. Samuel will upload it, Emirat Hashem Chevra, and we'll see you tomorrow in the Sugya! The Sugya Chevra, drum roll, please.
Of what say it together? Ashreinu Matan. This is the sugyo that we take down the pitmaster.
How long was your 4 hours?
We take down the pitmaster. Pasul v'kisnin is ours. Get ready for the most schmack sugyo. You think schmacks in the sugyo is good? I'm going to give you pasul v'kisnin. Let's go.